And Iran's president says his country is strongly opposed to any moves that violate neighboring Iraq's territorial integrity and national unity. Hassan Rouhani stressed that the Islamic Republic will continue to stand alongside Iraq's central government. Rouhani was speaking with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider Labadi over the phone ahead of the secession vote in Iraq's Kurdistan region. Iran's president expressed confidence that the Iraqi government and nation will pass through such critical juncture through their wisdom and prudence. Rouhani earlier discussed this controversial referendum with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and they both said the failure to halt the KRG vote on secession will bring chaos to the region. Tehran and Ankara have repeatedly warned against holding this vote. Now joining us out of Minneapolis, Minnesota is Mr. Jack Rice, former CIA officer. Hello, Mr. Rice, and thank you for joining us on the program. Sir, why is there, even Washington, the United Nations, where so many people in opposition, why is there such a strong, growing chorus of opposition to this referendum at this time?
Well, the real reason is because they're afraid of the domino effect of what happens if we find that the Turks can take back a country that is independent. The fear is that there are Turks that are in northern Syria. There is a large number, Kurds in northern Syria, a large number of Kurds in Turkey, a large number of Kurds in northern Iraq, and even a large number of Kurds in very northern Iran. And the fear is that they could all come together in a greater Kurdistan and create sort of a massive instability for all of those countries. That's what they're afraid of.
And that's not a justified fear?
Well, I mean, I do understand the justified fear in a sense, but let's take a look at the history for a second. The reason that this entire people was cut to pieces, if you will, in the first place was the Treaty of 1919, right after World War I. This is where the Europeans came in and literally said, okay, we're going to give this piece to these people, this piece to these people, this piece to these people. And so what you found was all of the various Kurdish groups were cut and separated and then really dominated by other majorities, when in fact they themselves have a very long, thousands of year history of their own. And in fact, it's fascinating because the Americans, in fact, were supporting the Kurds and depending upon the Kurds more than really anybody else in the region, including the KRG, to fight Daesh. They were the ones who were doing this. The Kurdish Peshmerga were the best fighters in Iraq. And in fact, those were the ones that the Americans depended upon, at the same time that the Kurds to the north of the Turkish border were being dominated, the PKK were being dominated and crushed by the Turkish people and the Turkish military. I saw this when I was in Diyarbakir. I saw this south of the border. This is something that frankly has taken place. And there's a reason the Kurds are fighting back, because they don't really depend and really have much hope that anybody is going to actually stand with them in the end.
And, you know, Mr. Rice, even people that are, you know, on the fence with respect to this issue feel that this is not the right time, that still Iraq is in turmoil, it's in conflict, and right now there is a war against terror in Syria, in Iraq. It's not the time for this referendum. Your thoughts?
Well, actually, I understand the concern, because there is still a lot of instability. There's a lot of problems inside of Iraq as well, and their ability to actually control their own country. And so that is of concern. And what would happen if you saw this schism? Let's face it, there's oil that's in the north, Kirkuk and elsewhere. How do you share that? Who gets the funding for it? Who controls it? Those are massive questions which could actually cause a breaking up of a lot of different areas. And that's what everybody is afraid of. The same thing is going on in Syria right now, for obvious reasons, which I don't even need to get to. But what I can tell you is that the Turks will fight to the death to stop this. They will attack northern Iraq, and they will go after the Kurds in the region. I'm telling you, I saw this when I was in the region, and I saw directly what the Turks were willing to do with F-15s and Apache helicopters given to them by the Americans. And so the idea that they're going to go in and kill Kurds, this was something I knew they were trying to do before. This is something we'll try to do again.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Jack Rice, out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, former CIA officer.